Hello. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District I newsletter for the month of August. Let's start out with some member news in the area of members lost. In loving memory of Lyons who have passed this last month, Robert Cagle from Pilot, Fred Plummer from Pilot, and Wayne McBride from Taylorsville. And then in celebration of new members, David Laws from Pilot, Estelle Pendergrass of Pilot, Eric Hoover of Thomasville, and Gary Piner of Thomasville. And here's a lovely quote. The heart of a volunteer is not measured in size, but by the depth of the commitment to make a difference in the lives of others. And we'll start with some news from your district governor, H. Wayne Kennerly. Club meetings are once again in full swing. Recently, on my district governor's visit to several of the Lions clubs, I saw much excellent leadership that was happening as if their clubs had never missed a beat due to the COVID-19 virus. They are making plans for upcoming projects. The slogan "We Serve" is really on the minds of each club visited. Often we continue with reliable old projects even after their usefulness has diminished. Fundraising is almost always necessary, but some service projects may not be as important as they once were. Before you channel your resources and efforts, it is wise to make sure that the project is needed in your community. Before investing time and resources into a project, think about whether you have access to the people, the expertise, and the funds necessary to complete the task. Will your project ultimately provide humanitarian aid to those in need? Most clubs can say yes. You may have to determine that more than one project possibility exists. In this case, you will have to prioritize the projects and choose the one or more than one that is most important to do now. A good way to do this is to list them and then ask yourself for each possibility. How urgent is it? How important is it? How often must it be done? Is the project within the scope of my responsibilities? What will happen if we don't do this project? Most Lions clubs are smart enough to use not only the Lions in their club, but people that aren't in the club. Many will join when they see a most interesting project going on, and they want to be a part of it, especially if it's going to be helping their community. The next few months might be the most important as we all continue to reboot our clubs again. Hope to see all clubs represented at the Brighter Vision kickoff in Cleveland. You will soon receive information from District Secretary PDG Gary Steele. Be planning to be in person at the Village Inn Hotel in Clemens, North Carolina on November 5th and 6th for our fall convention. Additional information will be coming soon. Remember, each person counts. Why not share Lionism? And here's a letter from the first vice district governor, Bill Mathers. As of my writing this newsletter, I have been first VDG for exactly 20 days. I have already visited three clubs in the district at their meetings. I have been to one meeting and one board meeting with my own club. I have also attended two committee meetings at my own club as well. I spent a Sunday afternoon going to our district budget meeting. I have been on a Zoom call with the other first VDGs from across North Carolina, and I have answered countless emails from Lions across the district and state. It has already been a whirlwind of a start. No, I am not complaining, not one bit. I just want you all to know what being a first VDG is all about. First, let's talk about the Lions I have either met for the first time or have renewed friendships with from across the district after the long COVID shut-ins we all experienced. The first club I visited was the Thomasville Lions Club. They are the largest Lions Club in our entire district with 52 members. They meet at lunch at the Thomasville Women's Club. They were adding two new members this month. This is a very strong club with a very strong board of directors. I was lucky enough to attend their board meeting after the club lunch meeting. They had over 12 members at that meeting discussing several projects and the fundraisers they were working on. I was very envious of their size and structure. The second club I visited was the Pilot Lions Club. They meet in the evening twice a month. They have their own clubhouse and have for years. They may also have the best cooks in the district. With a large kitchen in the clubhouse, they eat very well at each meeting. To be truthful, this was the best food I have ever had at a Lions meeting. Pilot Lions only have one big fundraiser a year. However, they do it once every month. They serve barbecue once a month. They serve barbecue once a month on Saturday. They charge $8 per plate. Their gross sales are between $6,000 and $7,000 each time, and after expenses, they're making $4,000 to $5,000 a month for Lions causes. They also had two new Lions at the meeting. To me, everything they are doing is truly remarkable. The third club I visited is like no other in our district, or probably the state. The North Charlotte Lions Club is amazing. They have only 12 members. The entire membership are all VIPs. That's right, VIPs. Many work at Lions Services in Charlotte. They meet at the Tryon House restaurant in Charlotte on one Saturday morning per month from 8 to 10 a.m. The members of this Lions Club are the most engaging group of Lions I have been around. I had one Lion from my club go with me, and he wanted to adopt this club after the meeting. He wants his two adult sons and his wife to come meet this club. Craig Campbell is the first VP of our Mint Hill Club, and he had his aha moment at that club last Saturday. These people educated us beyond all expectations. If you ever need a great guest speaker for one of your meetings, you should invite their club president, Rufus Crawford. He is smart, articulate, energetic, and blind. The only catch is that he will need a ride to and from your meeting. He turned the tables on us by giving us an education on what blind people go through when sighted people try to help them. He talked about the cost of the tools they need to read, write, and even answer the phones, and it is not cheap. I have been very fortunate so far to enjoy and celebrate each of the clubs that I have just been to. I was surprised that I knew Lions at each club. I've also met a lot of great new people who are Lions in their clubs in just my first few visits. These clubs are adding new members. I asked each new member how they came to the club. Each said that they were asked by a member. Quick question to all of you. Have you asked someone to join your club this week? I met new club presidents and new club secretaries at their clubs, and I am really looking forward to the rest of my year as your first VDG. Finally, I must tell you that when I visit, the clubs seem to expect me to have all the answers about Lions. I am sorry, I don't, but I will share what I know. And forgive me if I don't have the answer to your questions, but I will keep learning from all of you. Looking forward to visiting with all of you. And here's a message from second Vice District Governor Kathy Poirier. My apologies, Kathy, if I've mispronounced your name. At the end of June, all Lions had the wonderful opportunity to attend the 103rd Lions Club's International Convention without leaving the comfort of their home. It was certainly a different way to experience a convention, but as always, there was so much to learn during the event. The last day of the convention, we learned the results of the elections that were held. If you watched the final plenary session, you saw and heard our international president for 2021-2022, Lion Douglas X. Alexander. It was inspiring to hear the story of our international president and how he went from being Lion Alexander to International President Alexander. His journey to this auspicious position is shown in his theme for this Lions year, Service from the Heart. What do we do as Lions? We serve. To quote IP Alexander, we serve with love and compassion in communities around the world. The selfless giving of our time and effort is precisely what makes Lions so special. When we give, we expect nothing in return, yet we gain so much. Our service offers hope and connection in the face of great need and also extends an invitation to the world to join us. What inspiring words from International President Alexander. These words should prompt all of us to ask ourselves how we are providing service in our communities. Here are some questions from Lions Club International's Blueprint for a Stronger Club that you might want to discuss at a club meeting. Are the club's service projects relevant to the current community needs? Are club members genuinely interested and personally connected with the type of service the club provides? are members enthusiastic and actively involved in the service provided by the club? Can the club's service impact be enhanced? If you have a chance, search for the Service Journey on Alliance Club International's website. There's a wealth of information to help clubs grow their service impact. You might start with the Service Toolkit, which contains a club and community needs assessment. There's even an online course in the Lions Learning Center called Providing Community Service. These are just a few suggestions to help you carry out our International President's theme, Service from the Heart. And a notice, the VIP fishing tournament has been canceled. The 2021 North Carolina Lions VIP fishing tournament, scheduled for this fall, has been canceled due to public health concerns related to the coronavirus. The tournament's governing board made the difficult decision in the interest of protecting its vulnerable participants and volunteers. If you have already submitted for application and paid for your registration, you will receive a refund. This decision was not made easily or lightly. After consultation with officials at the Dare County Health Department, along with social service workers, group leaders from across North Carolina, and statewide Lions, tournament organizers expressed concern that the safety of our participants and volunteers could not be guaranteed due to the large number of people who typically attend the event. The tournament was scheduled for October 18th through 20th. To host an event of this magnitude takes months of planning, preparation, and fundraising, said Gwen White, executive director. While we are deeply disappointed with the decision to cancel the event for a second year in a row, we must keep the health of everyone involved foremost in our concerns. Billed as the world's largest fishing tournament for the blind and visually impaired, the event typically attracts more than 900 from across North Carolina, along with visually impaired participants from 7 other states and Canada. Here are some announcements. Statewide marketing campaign to begin. In the next few days, your 2020-2021 North Carolina MD-31 Councilor of Governors will begin a statewide awareness and branding marketing campaign throughout North Carolina. The Council of Governors understand that more awareness and understanding of our impressive organization is a vital factor for the continuous growth of our clubs statewide. Our own PDG Paul Bledsoe of Bledsoe Advertising and Productions has developed the campaign. The campaign includes a mix of social streaming and digital marketing. We are marketing to an age group of 25 to 54 adults, men and women, within our states. This demographic is the most populous group within North Carolina, where the overall average age of our population is 38.6. If you would like to see a preview of the marketing clips that will be used, go to the following link. https://vimeo.com/52444-2538. Additional information regarding the campaign will be coming soon. No LCI dues increase. The LCI International Board of Directors have made a decision not to vote on the proposed dues increase at the International Convention. As a result, LCI dues will remain the same for the coming year. And the winner is... The winners of the Camp Dogwood Raffle are as follows. Nancy Burrow from Archdale Trinity Club won $15,000. P.T. Boone from Pleasant Grove Club won $1,000. And David Price, sold by Cheryl's Ford Beach Trip, won $500. Joy Wiggs, sold by Pikeville Club Mountains Trip, $500. And Clarence R. Krause from Sparta Club, $500. A new mini-mobile eye screening van. The North Carolina Lions Eye Screening Program is excited to introduce our new mini-mobile screening van. We want to thank the Foundation for the Carolinas grant program for providing the funding for the van and eye screening equipment, as well as Lion Neil Alexander for making the grant possible. Our goal is to eventually have a fully equipped van in each of the 5 North Carolina Lion districts. By having a screening van in each district, it'll allow us to perform 5 times as many screenings as we are currently doing in a cost-efficient way. We are putting an emphasis on early childhood screenings by expanding our partnership with the National Lions Kids Sight Program so that we can catch eye problems early in a child's life. We will also continue to screen adults and seniors as always. Thank you all for your support of NCLI and all the great things you do as Lions in your communities. Stay safe and healthy. That's from PDG W. Durden Dean, Executive Administrator of North Carolina Lions Incorporated. And here is the membership plan for North Carolina District 31I. 1. Create an awareness of Lions organization. Start with local, but be prepared to discuss state and international. You must educate yourself about your organization and who we are. Word of mouth is the most powerful recruiting tool you have. Market your club and sell the rewards of being a member to your prospect. Make sure you have a working list of prospects and spend some time working it. 2. Make personal contact with prospects and be direct about why they would be important to your club. Use of social media, email, video, brochures, and posters would be an advantage to you also. Don't forget about maybe hosting a local event. Be sure to be positive, friendly, and personable with your approach. 3. Make it easy for a prospect to get involved. Consider asking prospects to attend a club project before joining. This allows them to see firsthand what you do. Consider waiving join fees. The club could pay them. And be sure to explain exactly everything that comes with membership. Focus on the personal reward we get from helping others. 4. Always make your prospect feel important and welcome. Remember, you are inviting them to join you and pay dues. You might consider driving to their home or business and picking them up for events. Some prospects may be interested in hearing about awards given for service, but most do not care. Be prepared to cover every base with them. 5. Focus on the values of being a Lion. Give personal testimonies when you can. Have community members who have received assistance from your club speak to them. If you can arrange it, take them to Camp Dogwood to see what we do as Lions. This may be the most important tool we have to convince someone to join us. 6. Finally, you must understand the bottom line is, what are we going to do to recruit new members? If you do nothing, things will stay the same. You must put forth some effort into recruitment. Make it personal to you. Now, let's get to work, fellow Lions. If we each get one new member, we double in size. Think about that. That's from PDG David Smoot, Global Membership Chair of District 31I. Here are some awards for 2020-2021. From PDG Donald Cobb. The Woolard Partner in Service Award, Alicia Hernandez of Rockwell, Larry Freeman of Winston-Salem Twin City Host, Donna Long, North Davidson, Ann Goforth, Winston-Salem Canoke Hills, and David Smoot of Thomasville. The Scruggs Beacon of Hope Award, Ron Rich of Troutman, Gerald Goforth of Winston-Salem Canoke Hills, Tim Williams of Linwood, Angie Kaiser of Mooresville, John Lackey of Bethlehem, and Mary Sue Stallings of North Davidson. The Lacey and Esther Presnell VIP Ambassador Awards. Winners are Susan Mathers of Mint Hill, Diana Wald of Denton, Evelyn Craig of Harrisburg, Janet Daub of Winston-Salem Canoke Hills. The Ambassador Award goes to Antha Reed, North Wilkesboro, Mike Reed of North Wilkesboro, and Michelle Gregory of North Davidson. The Helen Hunt Best Secretary Award went to Betsy Anderson of Boone. The Ben O. Foreman Award to Elizabeth Steele of Cleveland. Benny Pugh Membership, Harrisburg Lions Club. The Gene Everett Membership Award, it was a tie between Ricky Seymour of Harrisburg and Scott Jeffers of Mint Hill. Ron Staley Brighter Visions Award went to the Hasty Lions Club. Bob and Carolyn Sprinkle Camp Dogwood Award went to Mooresville. The Helen Hudson Best Secretary Award went to Betsy Anderson of Boone. The Gary Steele Outstanding Zone Chair Award went to Kathy Poirier of Concord. Melvin Jones Fellowship went to Bob Bees-Secker of Linwood. And the Melvin Jones Progressive Award went to Chris Beck of Cleveland. And this is a message from PDG George Culp, GLT District 31I. It is an interesting time for our Lions members. We are celebrating our country's independence while rolling out the old Lions year. The International Lions Convention officially wraps up the Lions year with the installation of the new officers. Today, Lion Wayne Kennerly is our district governor, Lion Bill Mathers, our first VG, and Lion Kathy Poirier is our second VG. As the district leadership leader, I feel confident that we have a great year ahead for our district and our clubs. We are seeing more clubs meeting, new service ideas, and LCIs offering new incentives for adding to our membership. If you missed this news, LCI has waived all entrance fees through December 31st of this year. During June, your leadership team offered officer training. Attendance was good as we conducted two opportunities for presidents and VPs, where 17 were trained. Secretaries and treasurers were also offered two training sessions, where the attendance was 32. It is important to note that the sessions were recorded and available to anyone who wishes to participate. Contact me at the below email or phone, and I will send you a link to the sessions. Training continues for our zone chairs and for an especially important non-officer of your club, the Tail Twister. These sessions were in late June and were recorded as well. Tail Twisters are not posted to my LCI. Therefore, we must rely on club officers to send us their names and email addresses. Again, the recorded session will be available by request. Should you feel your club needs training in any area, contact me and we will let you know what is available. Our team can help in these most important steps to begin the new year. Let us know if we can assist. Happy New Year. And that, again, is from PDG George Culp. And his phone number, if you want to contact him about any of these sessions online, is 704-906-8568. Again, that's George Culp at 704-906-8568. And his email address is liongeorgeculp@gmail.com. And here is a Lion's Prayer. Where Lions meet, be present, Lord, to weld our hearts in one accord. To do thy will, Lord, make us strong, to aid the weak and right the wrong. Here's a Lion's Prayer when sharing a meal. Lord, as we Lions gather here, we pause to offer up this prayer. Bless now this food that we partake and every effort that we make, to build the towns in which we live and put it in our hearts to give to worthy causes. Bless the blind and all we do to serve mankind. Be with us till we meet again, and bless our homes and our land. More club news. The Lexington Downtown Lions Club presents their 40th annual Dave Conrad Lions Memorial Golf Tournament. That will be on Wednesday, September 1st, 2021, the rain date being the next Wednesday, September 8th. It will be at the Lexington Golf Club, Country Club Drive in Lexington. The entry fee for a four-man team is $225. $5 per player for mulligans, and $100 for a hole sponsorship. Immediately following the play, there will be a barbecue party with great prizes. Prizes for the longest drive, closest to the pin, and other door prizes. For questions and entry, call Mark Breeden at 336-309-0530. Here is the proposed District Governor Club visit schedule for the 2021-2022 Lions year. Please remember these dates and save the date that involves your club. And remember there are no other programs or events during this planned DG visit. The District Governor and Zone Chairperson will be in attendance. The Club President and Secretary will receive an email reminder two meetings prior to the visit. If the scheduled date is not on your meeting date and needs to be rescheduled, please contact Wayne at wkennerly@aol.com or Elizabeth Steele at lr19 Steele, with an E at the end of it, at hughes.net, H-U-G-E-S.net. So, upcoming visits. In September, September 2nd, Winston-Salem Twin City is going to be the host. September 7th, Yadkinville. On the 14th, Mount Airy. On the 16th, Moxville. On the 20th of September, Fairgrove. The 21st, Lake Norman. The 27th, Mooresville. The 28th, Troutman. And in October, the 4th will be Elkin. The 7th, Denton. The 12th, Kernersville. The 14th, Linwood. The 26th of October, South Iredell. And the 28th, Thomasville. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.